2023 takeaways, everything that I have learned in the year. Well, not everything, but yeah, a lot. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Rising Tide with Tara Barrow, where I share my life experience learnings for you to give it a try, see how it works in your life, if it can help you to go faster in what you're doing, or completely ignore it if it doesn't suit right now. Because yes, that is always an option. And in this episode, I am going to go through my 2023 year, how I am so grateful for it. I had no expectation really, but where I was at the beginning is nowhere where I am at the end. There has been so many things that came across that was just a wow. So let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the end of 2022. At the end of 2022, my grandfather passed away. It was the end of the 6 month that I told myself that I would give myself a break from Hong Kong. So in June 2022, I chose to leave Hong Kong after being there for 25 years and to take a massive break from that city and the environment that I was in, not just the city, but just everything else, to heal my mind, because I felt in massive weight. And so I told myself I would stay away from Hong Kong for at least 6 months and then see after those 6 months what I would do. So December 2022, those 6 months came to a wrap and I had no plans for 2023 at all. My grandfather being passing away, I did not know what I wanted to do for 2023. I had no plan really for that year. And I found myself my stuff was in storage, so I didn't have a flat already, and I could be anywhere. And my grandmother was alone. My family lives everywhere around the globe. And so I chose I was gonna stay with her in the south of France for a while until I figure out what I wanted to do next. And funnily enough, when I went off from Hong Kong, that was my worst case scenario. So there's a Tim Ferriss exercise, which I've also shared on this podcast, by the way, fear setting. And it's what would happen if your worst fear happened. And it was there. It's like I would find myself without a place to go and needing to find a job or a place to live. And I'd go with my grandparents and stay with them for a while. That happened to be that it was only my grandmother. It's about to happen. So I chose to stay in the south of France and be with her. I did not know how long I was going to be. Everybody was asking me how long I was going to be in set for, and I had no idea. I was going to say, we'll see until this time. And it kept on pushing, and a year later it happened. I spent the whole year there. I'm still here. And I was considering a coaching program in October 2022 and I didn't go for it. And in January 2023, I signed up, and that's the program that I joined throughout 2023. And it's interesting because it's the second time in my life where I invest financially in myself in a very large sum. Somewhat comfortable sharing this online. Maybe one day. But I knew it was the right thing. So I'd already done the math and how I could make this happen. I think in the future I will be doing an episode on this because it is something I want to be talking about it, but I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. because just resourcefulness, because this what I did is what a lot of people are afraid, like, will... There's so many limiting beliefs in what I did, and I just went for it. I felt that it was the right thing. And when I signed up for this program, I knew that where I was going to be at the end of the year is nowhere where I was then, and it was going to be completely transforming me and my life as well. And so I joined the program. I was surrounded by an incredible, supportive community of humans that... just like, cool, what are you doing? What do you want to be doing? How can I help you? How can I support you? This idea sounds incredible. Yes, and all over the place. And if you know a little bit about me or just have heard, it's just I have not felt and this is, I have not felt, so me and felt, it's like very important, this type of support before. So some people in my family would always tell me, that's not how you do it, it doesn't work that way, it's never gonna work, you're going in the wrong direction, that's not what you should be doing. All that sort of language. And that's has been most of my surroundings, which has also creating a massive fucking strength. And I'm gonna swear on this one because I need to let it out, like, in me. Like, there's a fire inside of me when people tell me that's not how it works. And I'm like, yeah, that's not how it works for you, but you have no, you're not me. And you don't do the way the things that I do things. You don't think the way that I think. You're not thinking resourcefulness. You're just think limiting belief. And it has created a fucking fire inside of me. And yes, I'm going to say, I was going to swear out loud on this episode. And if you can't listen to swearing, then switch it off. Switch my off. This is, yes. And so yes, every time I'm in a community like this, it is empowering, helpful, and I fucking love it. Yes, yes, yes. Felt incredible. I went deep in this program. So this is a coaching program to go after your external goals. My limiting belief, I had blocks. In January 2023, I wanted to launch my coaching program. And I could hear myself like, I can't do this. I'm not ready. I don't know this. I'm not good enough. People aren't going to believe me. And just all these things were coming up in my mind. I was like, I want help. I want somebody to tell me how to get past all of this because I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be somewhere else. And I took the program for that main reason. It gave me so much more, and I knew it was going to give me more when I signed up because it, yeah, but yes, that's why. And so we work with an external goal on the program as a coach, and now that's also the capacity I can do, which I love, because it's beautiful, the transformation you can get. And yeah, work on an external goal. What do you want to achieve externally? And then through the sessions, and so that's how I was coached, and that's how I coach as well, figure out what's limiting yourself inside of you, because there's a story, there's a belief, there's society, there's something that's coming up inside that's telling you can't do this, right? And work on that to remove it. And I went deep in the sense that I allowed myself in the coaching sessions to be completely open and trust the person in front of me who was coaching me, and just to let whatever was coming up, coming up. And there were some deep, deep, deep childhood things that came up from stories that I held on and believed as a child. It wasn't anything traumatic, but it was things that I let go of. And the actions that I've taken throughout this year, 2023, have completely awed me in so many different levels that I'm so grateful for this. And the deeper that I went to untie my past programming, to update it to a new programming that was gonna take me forward to where I am today, has been a beautiful journey. I mean, I would cry completely bawl on sessions and completely open up, being completely vulnerable. And I'm laughing at this because I've learned how to be this, and I'm totally okay with it. And there is such a strength in wanting to go there as well. And being completely honest with you as well. Going like, I can look at myself and go, Tara, you're fucking lying to yourself. Tara, what the hell's going on? Like, stop telling yourself you can't do this. And I mean, I say this with love, like this is like fiery love that I've got inside of me, and I enjoy it. so yeah, so that was the first sort of part of the year. And then the second part of the year was, we started the business side of it. So the program was learning the coaching tools and then going through the business aspect of it and using the coaching tools to coach us during the steps of going forward with all the coaching tools that we've learned. And when everybody was like, go, 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 I had a big like breaks on, and that's when I started working on my, I thought that anytime, if in order to be succeeded, you had to hustle, you had to overwork, do the set, do your best, overachieve, be slash burn out. If you're not tired, you're not doing it right. If it's fun, you're not doing it right. If it's easy, you're not doing it right. That's everything that I held on, like for me, it needed to feel all those things to feel that I was doing the right thing in succeeding. That's how my brain was wired, because I've grown up in Hong Kong where it's fast paced, go, 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 do, 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 big achievements, and people are busy all the time. And actually being busy, it's kind of like a token of you're a great mate. Because when you say you're busy, it's like you're giving yourself importance and you've got this thing and you're like, oh no, I can't do this thing because I'm too busy. And it's like a thing to be proud of. And I'm like, and I didn't want that. I didn't want that. I wanted space. I wanted freedom, flexibility, ease. And in the second part of the program, that's what I reprogrammed myself. And so when everybody was taking action in the program, I consciously chose to pause and go slow. And when I say consciously choice, it's like I was not avoiding taking action. I told myself to actually be in the moment, learn as much as I could learn from everything that this program was giving me. And I've taken it in. And be present and slow down. And I was working also a full-time job. And so between going through the program, working on myself, working the full-time job and spending time with my family, I already had a lot of things going on and I was just happy to be there. And yeah, just grateful. And so this year that was kind of unexpected, and in 2022, was sort of like my worst case scenario, and I was living it, and it was actually an incredible thing. And I am so grateful for this year. I also call it the year I didn't think I needed, because my relationship with my family, mostly my mom and my dad, to be honest, and I don't know if they've noticed, my grandmother's noticed, that I'm at ease with people. I'm not as reactive. When people say things to me, I don't take it personal. I mean, sometimes it still hurts, you know, but it doesn't hurt as bad as it used to. And I was joking as well with a peer and a friend that today, now this is, I'm gonna laugh at this one because it made me laugh already and I know it, but when one of my parents tell me that I am going nowhere, I am digging myself in the ground, I am completely nuts, and whatever I'm doing is so not the right thing to do, I know they're telling me that they love me, that they love me. I know that it is their fear that's coming up and they're projecting it on me. So I'm gonna try to explain that. But so their fear, so they see me and they want to protect me and they want to make sure that I'm safe, my parents, right? And that's any parents for any child. I have learned, doesn't matter how old you are. You can be a 50-year-old child and your parent will still do that to you. But yes, they want to keep me safe. They want to protect me and they want to make sure that I'm happy. So every time they perceive in their worldview that that's not the case, which I'm triggering a shitload of feelings in my family at the moment. I'm so aware of this and I'm totally okay with this. And by the way, the great thing about everything that I do online is they actually don't listen to this thing. So if you're wondering why I'm so like open to sharing this, is because I know about 99.9999% that they will not be listening to this. So yeah, I've kind of embraced it and it's kind of like a superpower, I was gonna say, but whatever. Yeah, so when they're being really harsh with me, it's because they're shit scared for me. Their fears are coming up, and the projecting is they're putting themselves into my situation and they're freaking out, and therefore they're telling everything they would tell themselves. So in their minds, they're going like, she shouldn't be doing this, she shouldn't be, and therefore they're telling me that. They're telling me they're in no dialogue, but it's theirs, it's not mine. Because I'm not scared. Like, I have my doubts every now and then. But I know I'm going to do this. And I also know, like, the quality of my coaching is incredible. I have a hesitant of saying this because it feels like I'm, tooting my own horn, or this is the nice version that I sort of want to share. But yeah, I am a really good coach. I can hold space, I listen, I am attentive, I ask incredible questions, and I can hold silence and just wait for the person to come to their realization beautifully. And I have the most confidence in this. Like, every time I have coached somebody, either they've taken away just by feeling heard, first of all. Like, even if there's no big, like, aha thing that happened, they just felt so heard that it's the first time that anybody has ever listened to them that way. And I can keep going, like, what the hell's wrong with our world that we don't do this? But anyway, so this capacity of me being able to listen to people, and then also reflect and celebrate wherever they are. Like, no one has ever celebrated them before for their choice. Where, like, and then also being able to go create breakthroughs with them. I mean, they find their own breakthroughs. I just ask the questions and I guide them and I just pay attention to little things and then I ask the questions. And so the confidence I have gained in my coaching is incredible. I mean, the feedback, the testimonials that I've gotten from the clients has been absolutely incredible. And every time that I coach somebody, it lights me up to be able to give that to them. It's pure joy. I absolutely love it. And so that's the journey. Yeah. I went on from my parents and then I kind of diverged. Yeah, I don't know where I was. But yeah, so knowing that when my parents have a go at me and they're shit scared, that they love me, and it's coming from the deepest, caring, loving parts of themselves, even though it feels sometimes like crap. Well, it used to feel way more crap than it does now, because I know that it's love now. And before, I just felt like they were attacking me and that they felt that I was no good. Because when one of your parents tell you that you're going nowhere, that you're digging yourself into a hole, and they possibly think that you're brainwashed, doesn't feel good. So, yeah. And what else? What else did I take away from this year? The gratitude. The gratitude from spending a whole year next to my grandmother, who's an incredible human being, by the way. And she's, there's a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And she embodies that incredibly well. Like, she'll say whatever she thinks and doesn't give a fuck. And I love that about her. She's witty, makes jokes, incredible cooking. And it's just been a joy to spend all this time with her. And also being in the south of France. It's not the most known place in the south of France. It's not Saint-Tropez. It's the middle south, so it's a lot more quiet. Not that much in the summer, but a beautiful place. And just being by the seaside, morning walks or afternoon walks by the beach or by the sea. And just also a slower pace of life, which I have completely embraced and absolutely loved to have. Going in theme and learning how to move with ease and flow and just being a lot more. Yeah, so 2023, a totally unexpected, incredible year. I feel stronger, I feel more confident. The relationship, I mean, all my relationships, because with my friends, with new people, I mean, I know this is a podcast where I'm just talking. There's no other person there. But my capacity to listen and ask questions and be curious and open-minded has completely grown way big. And it's beautiful to see. Sometimes I have my family members that go, "Why are you not talking?" I'm like, "Well, I don't want to." Because I used to talk a lot more, and I used to get frustrated and upset when people didn't listen to me because I never felt heard. And one of the things that came through this year was, like, I don't need other people to hear me. Oh, by the way, I was not listening to myself. That makes no, like, but I had, like, these little voices of me, like saying, hey, it'd be great if you do this, or hey, how about giving this a try? And I wasn't listening to any of them. I was shoving them down and trying to fit in still into some society or family expectations. And I'm not trying to do that anymore. I listen to what I want to do when I want to do it. And that feels really good. So I don't talk as much. And I've learned to listen to others way more because I listen to myself. And that's the most important thing. And so I don't need other people to listen to me if they don't want to. Because you get to choose. I don't need to be heard because I'm doing that for myself. And I didn't understand the concept. I mean, I can totally see that you're listening to this and you're like, what the crap is she talking about? But yeah, just listening to yourself. I'm just gonna do this, but and allowing yourself to do these things that you really want to do, there's a massive weight that's lifted off, which feels incredible. So yeah, that's 2023, and I'm grateful for this journey. There's been tough times, there's been lows, there's been questions, there's still a lot of questions. A few doubts come, there's a few fears that show up, but I still take actions forward. I don't let it hold me back. And I'm just, I'm grateful for the time, the coaching, the clients, the love, the spaciousness, the growth, the full-time job also that I had, the people that I've met across, the new friends, acquaintances, the experience that, I was gonna say, the moments éphémères, like small moments that didn't last too long and faded away, but were absolutely beautiful moments. Unexpected meetings with people that you get to know and you're like, oh wow, like I didn't know that was there, and then it goes away, but it's just a beautiful moment that will be a memory forever. And yes, that's what I'm grateful for. I had learned from 2023. I have things planned for 2024. There is an episode where I'm coach, where I share about what's that there. It's funny. Like, I have moments where I feel completely open and sharing, and there's moments where I'm like, doesn't feel right. And I'm embracing every single sort of seasons of my life right now, which feels very aligned and easy as well. Yeah, so I'm gonna keep doing that. And I am done for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this, by the way. If you are interested in coaching, by the way, there are some free coaching calls available, free coaching tools available for you online. You go to tarabaro.com/tools and you'll have them on that page. So that's tarabarot.com/tools, TOOLS. And you'll find them. There's free tools there. And you can start coaching yourself if you're interested in going the journeys. Some of the tools are tools that I learned in the program, and some of them are a mixture of what I previously learned, experience. And if you want more guidance, come and contact me. You can find me on LinkedIn at Tara Barrow or on Instagram at Tara Barrow as well, TARABAROT. And if you've taken anything from this episode, or you think somebody else could take something away from this episode, do share it with them. That'd be great. And you can tag me if you do it on socials. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'm wishing you all the best and an incredible 2024. You are an amazing soul. Everything that is in you, you are capable of creating because you're already thinking about it. So go for it, take the first action step and create the life that you truly want. Bye.